Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi, a returning guest back in the studio to talk about what she does best, which is help kids get into schools. Maricela Arce is the program specialist for the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having us here.
Well, thank you for coming back. So this is a busy time of year for you.
Yes.
And you're making the rounds, making sure everybody understands what the Texas Tuition Promise Fund is all about. So what is it all about?
Well, the Texas Tuition Promise Fund is the prepaid college savings plan the state offers, and it's for everyone in Texas. You do not have to be related to a child to be able to open an account. What this plan does is it allows families here in Texas to lock in today's tuition and school-wide required fees for Texas public universities for any child. They can purchase a couple of semester hours all the way up to 6 years of college tuition and school-wide required fees now and pay that. That way they don't have to pay future prices.
Well, the last time we spoke, one of the things that really stood out to me was the fact that you don't have to be related to a kid to help them get into this. So this could be a thing where it could be a family friend, it could be a cousin or a niece or anything like that. If you want to help a kid lock in cheaper rates for schooling, you're able to do that for them, a lot like a gift or maybe a savings account that you open for somebody.
Yes, that's correct. You can contribute to any account that is established, or you can open an account for someone that you want to help out in the future. That way you can control the money in that account. But you can do contributions as low as $15, or you can buy up to 6 years of college tuition for that child. So it's flexible.
Is there an age where they can start to be a part of this program? Because if you have an infant right now, you're locking in, you know, the 2017 college rates. And by the time they're going to be in school, I mean, with the way that college rates are rising, it could be astronomical in comparison. So is there a time frame on that?
No. As soon as the child has a social security number, they can open an account for that newborn. All the way to 12th grade, just keep in mind that when you open the account, any tuition unit, which is what we sell in this plan, that is purchased has to be in the account 3 years before it gets used and pay in full.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind when you have an 11th grader, 10th grader, because they're not going to be able to use it as a freshman if they start college right away.
Will it kick in later? So if they delay on school, like let's say they go to the military, or maybe they just don't go to school for a while, or they go to school and then when they're a junior or a senior, will they get a reduction?
Yes. Not necessarily. You just have to wait 3 years and whatever you had put in your account, that will be they will be able to use it. Let's say you purchase 3 years. By the time they graduate from high school, or when you purchase it, they were a 10th grader in high school. They have to wait till they're a sophomore in college in order to start using those 3 years. So just keep that in mind, because that way it might not make sense to buy 4 years or buy a certain amount of tuition when you know you'll be able to use it for only two semesters or 2 years.
So it's open to anybody up until 12th grade, but really 9th grade and below is what you really want to focus on to get the full benefit.
Correct. And it's not, it's more of that waiting that 3 year holding period, but anyone can open an account, just keeping that in mind. From the moment the child graduates from high school, they have a window of 10 years to be able to use it. So that's another thing to keep in mind. As you can open an account as a 20-year-old or 22-year-old, just make sure that it's within the 10 years of your high school graduation that you'll be able to use that fund.
I was in school for a lot longer than 4 years, and I know a lot of other people are too. You know, the plan that I was on was actually a 5-year plan. Like, that's the way it was set up from the beginning. So for people that are going into school, does this apply to more than just 4 years, or is this really kind of built around a four-year stay in college?
It's for undergraduate tuition and school-wide required fees for Texas Public University. That's where you're going to get the benefit. If for some reason the child decides not to attend a public university and they go to private or out of state, you can use the money for those tuition in at those schools. You just don't get the lock-in tuition, and that way you can expand the time period.
Okay.
That, or you said for roll it over to a regular 5-9 to use it for your master's or PhD.
All right. So I mean, so this really is flexible. Like there's kind of a way to do it best, but there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Correct. The best value will be using it for undergraduate tuition and school-wide required fees at public universities here in Texas. But you can roll it over to another 5-9 that expands the way you can spend the money. You can use it for books, room and board, private or out-of-state tuition or school-wide required fees, or any other qualified higher education expense.
Mm. Does it apply to anything that's not a traditional college? Does it apply to if you want to get an associate's degree or if you wanted to go to like a trade school, something like that?
Yes. You can use it for 2-year community college and 4-year Texas public universities. Those are the schools that are included. On our website, tuitionpromise.org, you'll be able to find the list of all the schools here in Texas that are under the plan. And there's 101 schools. There are also some technical schools that you can use the tuition units.
Have the technical schools always been a part of this, or has that been added? Because I've seen a lot more emphasis on people going to technical schools because you get a great education and you set yourself up for a great life if you learn how to do a skill correctly.
Yes, and it's from the beginning, since the plan opened in 2008, we have technical schools included in
those. Okay, so 2008 is how long this has been going?
Yes, we opened it in 2008, and next year is going to be our 10th year anniversary. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
have you been with it the entire time?
I have. I was part of the beginning and seeing how all the parents how I've talked to parents at the beginning, now they're using it, so it's really fantastic.
That's
to see it.
So when did you finally start to get to see it working?
I think I've heard from parents coming up to me about 3 years ago, 5 years into the plan.
Yeah.
A lot of them opened the accounts when they were babies, so they cannot tell me how they used it so far. But some opened the account when they were ninth grader. Those are the kids that I'm hearing about. So it's exciting to see how some families are happy and enjoying the benefits of locking in the tuition rate.
Being so closely tied to this, what's it like seeing it grow? Has it grown the way that you thought it would originally, or is it more?
Well, do you mean about how many accounts do we have?
Yeah, about accounts opening and people just being involved with it.
At the beginning, we got a big amount of accounts because of the old plan that we have, the Texas Tomorrow Fund. So they were familiar with how the plan would work, and they were excited to get their kids in. Throughout the years, it's been doing good. The economy has kicked in a little bit in 2008 and 2009, and we saw a little slow there, but it's picking up, and hopefully this year we get more numbers than last year, and it continues that way. But
what kind of numbers are we talking about? Do you guys have a benchmark that you set?
Not necessarily. We just want to make sure parents are aware of what is out there, and as long as they take advantage of this opportunity, we're there to let them know about it. But it's more awareness than counting those numbers.
Maricela Arce is the program specialist for the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. Their website, tuitionpromise.org. How many people are involved with this program right now? How many people are taking part in it?
Right now, I think we have 45,000 accounts in around that number. We haven't received the final number because July 31st was the last enrollment period for newborns. So we're still getting that report. But on our website, you'll be able to find all those details. And we have about that amount currently with accounts.
What would you guys like to see? I mean, 45,000 kids is a lot of kids going into school. I'm not even sure how many kids are going to Texas public schools every year. I'm not sure what that number is, but I know that you guys are looking to grow it. So is there a number you're trying to hit? Would you like to see 100,000? What is it?
Well, being part of the state agency, the Texas Comptrollers, we're just bringing service to the community. We're not a numbers type of this
sure.
account.
Okay.
Definitely, we want to make sure these funds get in and the program is successful. But there's not a particular number that we have set on that. But we're just trying to, in my part of my job, I just need to reach out as many people as I can.
The more the better.
And let them know, yes. So
okay.
I'm here traveling across the state and making sure everybody hears about it.
And we were talking about that. You travel a lot throughout the year
yes.
to make sure that people know about this.
Yes, and we do presentations at schools. We do PTA meetings. We provide materials to schools. So if you have any interest that parents want to know more about it, they can ask their counselor and the counselor can contact us and we can schedule a meeting or presentation for parents.
So most of the presentations you give, are you talking to, you know, PTAs and stuff like that, trying to get in, or maybe just teachers, or do you actually talk to a lot of parents themselves mm-hmm. to try and get them involved? Where do you spend
yes.
your time?
Well, we target different audience, but at the same time, everybody has children in their family because you don't have to be a parent. It kind of expands the whole amount of people we reach out to, but a big important groups are grandparents. Mm-hmm. We try to let teachers know through their employer, and then in turn the teachers like that information and they want to give it to their parents. So it's just we go to private companies and do brown bag presentations. We do provide materials out whenever they have an event. We do conferences and anywhere that we feel that parents would be entertained with this information or at least interested in this information.
When you go to businesses, are you just trying to contact the parents that work at that business? Or
yes.
Is there a thing where you guys have businesses kind of setting up funds for kids as almost like a charitable endeavor?
Mm-hmm. Companies can open accounts for kids, depending on how they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's important they visit tuitionpromise.org so they can get all the details, but not only parents can open account or family members. They can definitely, we had a company one time that paid for their administration fee to open the accounts and then to all the employees. But mostly we talk to the HR departments and we let them know that the plan is available. And they want to provide information to employees. And some nonprofit organizations want to do kind of like foundations
yeah.
with those accounts, but they definitely can do it. They just have to let us know, and we'll be glad to take them through it.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk more about how the payments kind of work and what they're set up. You say units, where
yes.
you have units. So explain how that process works, because this might be the most important thing
uh-huh.
about getting the funds set up.
Yes, well, the plan is based on purchasing units, and units represent a tuition and school-wide required fees at Texas public universities. You can purchase one unit all the way to 600 units, and the way we base 600 units are to be equal to 30 credit hours per 100 units. Therefore, you can buy up to 6 years of college tuition.
So 30 units is what? 30 units is a year?
It's 30 credit hours at the most expensive school.
Okay.
Now, we offer three different type of units, Unit 1, Unit 2, and Unit 3. Unit 1 is based on the most expensive tuition at the moment for a Texas public university, and that's the price we charge for that unit. The second one is based on the average price of a four-year college tuition. And the third one is the average price or weighted average price of a two-year community college
okay.
tuition. So let's say you purchase 1 year of tuition one, that will cover 30 credit hours at the most expensive schools, I'm sorry. And then if they go to a less expensive school, you have more units to play with. So you'll have more than a year at less expensive school. If you buy type 3, which is based on the community college weighted average price, and the child attends a four-year college, you just have to pay the difference at that point. So you don't lose. It's just kind of having little bit less units that will go more in particular school versus the other one. Let's say you start with purchasing type 3 units right now, but then you get a promotion and in 2 years you can afford the type 1. You can go ahead and switch to type 1 and purchase that amount, and we'll adjust your payment option if you have. Now, once you decide which type of unit you want to purchase and the amount, then you will have to decide how you're going to pay it. We have three options. One is to do a lump sum where you pay everything in advance. The second one is you can do monthly installments up to when they graduate from high school. So the least years of contract that you can do is 5 years, or you can do it until they graduate from high school. So you have that amount of the younger they are, the more it will spread out the monthly payments.
Sure.
And then it's important to go to the website again to get details, because there's an interest added to it when you do an installment plan. But that's information that's there. And then the third option is the pay-as-you-go, which is something that you just put contribution whenever you want. You're not committed to a contract or any type of payment, but just make sure that every September 1st, schools determine the new price. Every September 1st, of each year, that price of tuition might go up.
So that one is really going to, it sounds nice not having to be locked into anything, but the difference is that you're going to be paying a different amount more and more each time as opposed to the other payment options.
Yes, and you're just hoping that it's not more than that interest rate that you get charged under a contract.
Yeah.
But if you, let's say, if you had a contract and you had a monthly payment of $300 a month, then you can make that same amount of payments under the pay-as-you-go. And you keep up with your plan. You just have to be aware that every September, check to see how much that difference is. And then you can make a decision, should I make them into a contract or just continue the pay-as-you-go? But that's three different plans that you have available for parents who want the flexibility. But the lowest contribution of to the pay-as-you-go is $15.
Wow, so $15 a month.
That's very affordable, yes.
Okay.
And, monthly payment, if you do an installment payment, the minimum we accept is $25 a month.
That's still amazing.
Correct. It's very flexible. Now you can build it up to however you want.
And you can kind of add, you know, that's the minimum, but you can always add to that.
Correct.
Where, like you were saying, if your financial situation changes, you can up that. Can you move that money in between? So, like, let's say you start out at the highest level, which is one, and then for whatever reason, you want to lower it to two but still make the same payment. Is that?
Yes. Yes, you can. I mean, it would be the same to keep it in the type one.
Okay.
In that situation, because you have them there already. You just have to decide how much tuition. You cannot purchase more than 6 years.
Yeah.
And that way. But yes, you can do that flexibility of changing type ones to a type two or vice versa.
You know, there's no real right way to do this, but you know this inside out. You've been with it since the beginning. What kind of track do you think kind of works best for the kids? Is it always paying that type one, or do you want to do type two? Which do you see the most benefit from?
Every plan works depending on what the family needs. It's very important they speak to a financial advisor to see what risk they have. Mm. I'm not a financial advisor, so I'm not able to give that information. But I think the flexibility of the program allows families to pick the right choice for them, and making it easier, because it's something when they open the account, if they decide on one unit, they can change it to another one later on if they don't feel that's something they want to do. But yeah, type one gives parents the easy or kind of like the peace of mind of going, okay, I make sure I pay 4 years of tuition, and I know at least they're going to get 4 years at any school in Texas. Parents in community college units, price unit, or the type one, type two, type three, they all go in, well, I'm just going to give my child exactly what I'm going to give them, and whatever happens at the end, we'll figure it out at that point. So it's not bad. It's not good. It's just different ways of thinking on the plan. But it's very flexible, which is the good part of the plan.
The Texas Tuition Promise Fund is for kids. The whole point is to make sure it's easy for kids to get in college. But I think that we're kind of overlooking the fact that, like, this really helps out parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a thing that really, you know, the kids that are going to be on their own, they're all set. But for the parents that are paying for their kids' schooling, I think that parents really need to think about this as something that is important to do now, because it's going to save a lot of money.
Yes. The earlier you start thinking or know about what options you have out there, the better you'll be prepared in the future. It's better to have something than nothing at all with these plans. And this allows you. With one good aspect of the plan is that anyone can contribute to the account. So you can have family and friends help you out at the beginning. If I know family with young kids, they're kind of struggling with everything that's going on with their new families. grandparents are really supportive a lot of the times for kids. So just open those accounts and let everybody know, and they'll be able to contribute to those accounts.
And the money can come in from different places. So we're saying it doesn't have to be parents to just start this fund. Once a fund is started, let's say by the grandparent, aunts and uncles or whoever else, can anyone pay into it once it's opened?
Yes, anyone. And you don't have to be related to the child for birthdays, holidays.
Yeah.
Also, other people can open accounts for your child, but they'll control the money because the account is under their name.
Yeah.
But they will, the child will get all the money through by their name and social security number. So it's something that grandparents on one side, grandparents on another side can help out the parents.
And so there's nothing weird that can happen with this money. Once it's set up via social security number for that kid when they go to college, nothing, no one else can dip in or take this money. It is for their use and their use only.
Well, the account owner, who is the person that it's opening the account, that person can take the money out.
Okay.
That person is the one controlling the funds.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So let's say you open an account. When you open an account, you have to put your name, your child's name, and someone else in case something happens to you, that other person can manage the account. Whoever managed the account can remove the money at any time or change beneficiaries at any time.
Oh.
So that's two options that we have in case the child doesn't use the funds.
More flexibility.
Yes. So, and that's another point we haven't touched. But if for some reason the child doesn't go to a Texas public university or gets a scholarship and does not go to college.
Didn't think about that. Yeah.
There's three options. One, the owner of the account can roll the money to a regular 529 college savings plan. That way they can use it for books, room and board, or any other qualified higher education expenses. The second option is that they can roll it over to another beneficiary related to the original one. So that's that account holder can designate another beneficiary that's related to the child, a cousin, a sibling, or anyone like that. The third option is you can get the money out, but you're gonna get it's gonna get the refund value, which is the contribution plus or minus any interest it acquires throughout the year. There are risks, so it's important for you to read all the information on our plan and description, Matt. Information, that way you get all the details on that. But that's there's risk when you transfer it to a 529, as of the transfer value might not be the value that you were gonna get at a Texas public university. And then when you get the money out, you get penalized plus any tax of any interest if it has any interest, or you might lose money if there's no interest in it. So just keep that in mind before making those two decisions, but it's flexible where you can transfer it to others.
I would like to talk about Match the Promise before we kind of start wrapping up. So we've been talking about the Texas Tuition Promise Fund, but maybe a sister program or a program that works with that is also Match the Promise. So what is that?
Well, it's a component to the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. It's an incentive that we're doing for parents who have kids or saving for kids in the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. And we're doing a matching scholarship. So for it's one of the requirements is to have a Texas Tuition Promise Fund account. The child has to be in 5th to 9th grade, make a contribution of at least $100 to $500 in order to get that matching scholarship opportunity, and write an essay about what they want to be when they grow up. There's a household income limit for parents who want for kids who want to apply. It's $100,000 or less that they can apply for this scholarship or matching scholarship. And every September 1st, the application period begins and it ends December 31st. So by that December 31st, they have to have a Texas Tuition Promise Fund account in order to be able to apply, because we will be asking for that that number. And what we do is we match that. Let's say you put in $100 in that year period that the child applies for the scholarship, we give you a matching $100.
That's great.
Of units. The same thing, the maximum is $500, so you get a $500 matching. And the child can apply in 5th grade, in 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and win each time. And that's a little chunk that they could get at the end of eighth grade.
So they could potentially have it every year.
Correct. They could potentially win every year. Well, at least they can apply every year winning.
Do you know how many kids get to be involved with Master Promise?
We're trying to give away 150 scholarships every year.
That's great.
So far, we're getting about 60, 70.
Okay.
We want to make sure that kids know about it because the opportunity is there. And so far, every kid has been able to get.
Yeah, if you're going to be a part of, if you're going to be a part of Texas Tuition Promise Fund, I mean, you need to be a part of. At least try to be a part of this as well.
If you qualified, it's awesome too. A lot of the kids I like when they smile. I could get a scholarship in eighth grade. I go, yes, you can.
Yeah, I didn't think of it like that. Yeah.
So it's pretty good talking to the kids and they get excited about it.
Do they get real motivated about this kind of stuff? Does it make, because you know, in eighth grade, that's still really early, but you are going to start thinking about that stuff at that age. So do you see the kids really start thinking that this is, that college is more of a possibility for them than they had anticipated?
Yes. And the more I go around the state and talk to schools and different, I see how college is very important to, like they're making sure the kids know about it and they are more mature about it than I was. I was thinking of getting through.
Yeah, when I was in eighth grade, I was thinking about ninth grade.
Yeah, what am I going to have for lunch?
Exactly.
But these kids, I mean, I love talking to them because once they see what I'm there for, they just, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a teacher, an actress. So they have already a clear path of what they want to be when they grow up. So it's amazing how these opportunities, and we see it how teachers request information for their kids, so I'm sure they're talking about it already. But yeah, this is it's good for those grades, and there's another component for this matching, which is writing an essay about what they want to be when they grow up. They have to submit that with the application, and we're giving every year to 6 students a $2,000 matching scholarship in addition to that regular matching scholarship. That way they can get a second opportunity. And that is only a one-time per child. But if you get that plus the other, let's say, 500 matching scholarships,
so that's going to add up. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And it's under tuition units. You're matching the tuition units you purchase. So it's very fun. And we like to see all the kids' essay, read them, and go to the website, matchthepromise.org, and we have some of the essays on the online.
All right, so let's talk about how people can get involved. Enrollment is open now. It goes from September 1st to February 28th. Do I have that correct?
Yes, for the Texas Tuition Promise Fund.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, so it's open. So
yes,
people want to get involved, what should they do?
They should go to tuitionpromise.org. All the information is there. You can enroll online. It takes about 15 minutes to do so once you have all your information. And you can also call the 1-800-445-GRAD, and option 5 will lead you to the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. And if you want to know more about the scholarship opportunity or matching scholarship opportunities, matchthepromise.org, and all the details are there. And the end of application period is December 31st, so make sure you read it and know what the deadlines are.
So they're both open right now?
Correct.
Okay, all right. So I can't thank you enough for stopping by again. It was great seeing you.
Thank you.
Always good to know about this stuff and let people know what's happening. One last time, the website's tuitionpromise.org. Also, matchthepromise.org, or give them a call at 1-800-445-GRAD. That is 4723. And look for option 5 so you can get the information that you're looking for. Monticella Arce is the program specialist for the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. Thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.